This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last study in Malachi 3, we were considering what the prophet encouraged related to the giving of tithes and offerings. The whole issue of testing God in this matter is confusing to many. Some take this to suggest they are to take the initiative and test God. That is not what the scripture is saying. God is taking the initiative by inviting the people who have been robbing him to test him. Giving is a privilege, and God wants to encourage it. Receiving is also a privilege, not something you demand from God. Give, then watch. First, God promises to pour out an abundant blessing from heaven. He does not say he will give them abundant material things. That might be included, but heavenly blessings come in many categories. Second, God promises to preserve what you receive from him. Verse 11 promises, I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit. He prevents waste, and we should work at not wasting what God gives us. Paul wrote about this in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. Some outcomes, he emphasizes, beyond what you receive will be the opportunity to give more because of what you have received. In addition, those who receive as a result of your giving will praise God for his provision through you. You therefore become an inspiration for praise. In addition, Paul points out that the recipients of your giving will pray for you and their hearts will go out to you. No wonder God blesses those who give. He is just answering the prayers of those who were blessed by their giving. If you'd like to review these scripts, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org. And if you'd like to write me, you can do it through the same site.